I'm your Cabin Elizabeth, a wedding photographer in San Diego, and today I'm going to be talking about everything you need to know about brunch weddings. Now, I have a not a love-hate relationship with brunch weddings, but sort of a love/fear relationship with brunch weddings, because if you guys remember from a video that I did a while back, it was all about ceremony lighting. I highly recommend going to watch that because it'll make some of this make a little bit more visual sense. Sometimes because of the time that a brunch wedding happens, their ceremony is happening close to noon, which is a really, really rough time for lighting. And as a photographer, ceremony lighting is one thing we really cannot control outside. It's just what it is. It doesn't matter which photographer you are or really your skill level past a certain point. If there is high noon lighting on the ceremony, there's nothing we can really do to make it look any different. We cannot control the sun, unfortunately, so it's just something that is not the best lighting situation. I recommend, and I'm gonna say this first because this is the first thing you need to know about a brunch wedding. Try to set your ceremony before noon, and I mean more like, I don't know, like 10 a.m. at the latest maybe, because then you'll still have a little bit of direction in your lighting. You just do not want to be having your ceremony outdoors at like noon to 1 when the lighting is directly overhead. It's going to give you weird dark eye socket shadows. Everything else is going to be super bright. It's going to be very contrasty and harsh and not very flattering. Thing I wanted to say before we jump into every other logistic about brunch weddings is just know that, and I'll talk about what the consequences are of that in just a bit. So the next thing to think about with brunch weddings is, do you want to have it on a Saturday? Do you want to have it on a Sunday? I find that most brunch weddings I photograph tend to take place on Sundays. I think there's just something more relaxed about a Sunday brunch wedding, but it's really up to you guys. I would also think that probably at most venues, a brunch wedding is going to be less costly for you because they could still book out an evening wedding that day. And brunch is probably going to be cheaper anyway. People aren't going to drink as much alcohol, most likely, and depending on your crowd. And it's just a different dynamic. The food is typically a little bit less complex. So I think that you might see a little bit more of your budget in your pocket still by having a brunch wedding. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that. Some venues might not care at all what time of day. But that's just kind of something that I would assume, is that most brunch weddings are going to be less costly than an evening wedding. So that could be a nice perk. Some people I know do it for that reason. Some people do it just because they love brunch food and they want to have that. I've also had some other couples have parents or family members who were sick and did better in the mornings than in the evening, so they chose to do a brunch wedding because of that. So I see all sorts of reasons for it, and I think it can be really fun because it just is a different vibe. And if you really love portraits and all photos being natural light, then a brunch wedding is definitely going to give that to you, as long as you're not going inside for the more reception part and it's a little bit darker. As long as it has a lot of natural light, then you'd probably still be okay. But it could just be something different and unique, especially if you wanted to like party all afternoon and not be super tired. That's a great way to do it. But it is something that's really exciting, and I think it's popping up a little bit more here and there. You can serve all kinds of adorable foods, mimosas, just really cool stuff that like might be a little bit out of place in an evening wedding. Like, I don't know, little chicken and waffles and little mini pancakes, just so many cute things that I go crazy about. But anyway, when it does come to a brunch wedding, because you're probably going to want to set your ceremony more like 10 a.m., you are going to have your hair and makeup start much earlier. And depending on how big your bridal party is and how early you do have to start, you might have to pay some sort of early morning fee to your hair and makeup team. So if you're having them start at like 4 or 5 a.m., then you might have to pay an additional fee. Now, not everybody does that, but it is understandable because it is absolutely shifting the way that they run their lives. They're having to get up earlier. Maybe they have to secure childcare earlier. So it is something that I would not be surprised about if I were you, if that is something that they say that they have to charge. So don't be upset about it. It is just a fair thing. I think having them have to get up before sunset, most people are not doing that. It's definitely a disruption to their lives. So please just be supportive of that. And even though it's annoying, it's something that they should be charging. Also, for a brunch wedding, you're going to probably want to do a first look because, again, if you are being awesome by setting your ceremony more around the time of like 10 a.m., then if by the time you finish your ceremony, your portraits are probably going to be taking place closer to noon. Not the best time for lighting. You can certainly find areas that will work, but I would say that the lighting is going to be a lot easier to work with the earlier in the day. And then on the flip side, for more traditional weddings, the later in the day, that's just the kind of lighting I prefer. Some photographers love that really harsh light. I don't particularly like that. I like to backlight my subjects with the sun behind them, and you can't do that when the sun is above them. So that's just something to keep in mind. I do highly encourage first looks for brunch weddings. Yeah, you're gonna have to start even earlier because of it, but it'll be so worth it. And then after your ceremony, you guys can just enjoy life and party. And so that's something that is needed to be kept in mind because you'll have to start your day a little bit earlier. For your ceremony, everything's probably gonna run the same as a traditional wedding. And then you might have your cocktail hour, and then you're gonna have your reception, which is gonna be all of your brunch food. And a lot of times my couples will also do a second set of portraits at some point later in the reception. So it might be more like 2 p.m., maybe 3 p.m. at this point. The sun has gone back down and it's a little bit softer yet again. So that's another thing you can do. I think it's a really great fun time to be able to do two sets of portraits during the day. Even if they're not sunset portraits, they're still later in the day. So you can just have different looks throughout your portraits, which is really great. But that is pretty much it for brunch weddings. They're not much different than a traditional wedding. They just simply take place earlier in the day. You might have to pay early fees to your hair and makeup team, but you also might save a lot of money at your venue by having it in the morning. And then you guys can just party throughout the day. You can even like take breaks in the afternoon and then meet up with certain people for dinner again. So it's a really cool way to like keep the party going all day long if that's something you want, or to just retire at 3 p.m. and go chill out with your significant other. I've had couples who've done that, and then they themselves go to a more private dinner alone, which is great. I think that that's really flexible, that that gives you all this time to do whatever you want throughout the day, whether you want to party or you want to have some quiet time with just the two of you. So I hope you guys did enjoy this video on brunch weddings. Again, I know it was super short. There's not a whole lot to say, but I did want to make sure that I covered it. And if you guys did enjoy it, please be sure to leave a like, and I will see you next time. Bye.